So my granddad had a piece of land across the street from us. We lived in the country, had a big cattle ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Bought a weird piece of land, and he really just bought it as protection so no one would move there.
Yeah.
And it was right across the street from his gate. And guy calls it, hey, who owned a piece of land, a little lot down the street. Mr. Frank, can I buy this land? My kids are going to move here. He said, Mr. Paisley, you're a builder. I'm not selling it. He said, I swear to God, I'm not building on it. I don't want anybody to buy me either. But I do want to put one house at the whole of, it's like 50 acres. Put a house at the other end for my daughter. They make a deal. Shake hands. They're good. He sells them the land. Then here comes the surveyors. I don't know, 3 years later, 4 years later, mm-hmm. he starts seeing the stakes. Like, what's going on? This looks like a subdivision. And he called him. He said, hey, Jay, what are you doing? He's like, well, you know, times have changed. A man's got to do what a man's got to do.
Changed my mind.
It changed my life. Oh. So my granddad's like, I'll put hogs up on both perimeters. I'll cover the perimeter of this place with hogs. You wouldn't do that. He said, I mean, I absolutely would do that. He said, you'll never sell a lot. So long story short, at our family ranch, there was a mile worth of hog pens right there on the other side of this guy's place for about 7 years.
Wow.
And they never, ever, ever built, and they never, ever, ever sold a lot. But they fought, and they sued, and they bitched, and they moaned. And but, yeah, hogs, man. That's how you keep people from doing it. If you don't want your neighbors happy, put hogs on them. 800-800-7234. Just get a family pet, man, and put a hog in the backyard.
Yeah.
And let it stick its nasty little nose to the fence at your neighbor.